Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to Building Fortunes Radio on www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Again, for those people that are listening in live, thanks for being here. My name is Peter Mingles. Mingles is spelled M-I-N-G-I-L-S. And for those people that fumble over the pronunciation, it's like Mingles like Pringles, but there's no E in the word Mingles. So it's M-I-N-G-I-L-S. And I guess you can always go search engine us to be able to find the different things that we've been working on. So for those people listening in live, I want to say thanks for listening in. We started Building Fortunes Radio back in, I think it was 2012. Matter of fact, I know it was 2012, in December specifically. So we wanted to kind of expand our reach and the microphone, if you will, to be able to showcase the home-based business slash MLM industry. So I've always been a home-based business evangelist because I thought that for many people, not for all, but for many people, being that entrepreneur that has the ability to work from home on their terms could really make a very big difference in a whole bunch of people's lives. So we wanted to shine a spotlight on the home-based business arena with a specific bent towards the MLM or the network marketing industry. So I know there's party plans, I know there's affiliate marketing programs, I know there's people that run independent businesses, some of you are Uber drivers, some of you are Airbnb people, some of you have designed your own companies or done whatever you've done as bloggers in this new sharing or e-economy or gig economy, whatever you want to call it, or whatever guru decided they wanted to name it. But in many people's instance, when it is important to them, like when it really counts, I always thought, so I'll throw in my perspective into this part of the conversation, I always thought that people would want to know all the sides of the story. So every variable, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and the really bad, and the really good, and the somewhat in between, and the everyday things that usually happens, because if you're going to effectively build something, especially when it's important, hobby's one thing, important is totally different. When the price of failure is too great, then I think my own perspective or my own personality or management style has been that I want to know as many variables as I can, so this way I know what might be something that I need to look at. And in our industry specifically, the home-based business industry, where most people don't run their own traditional companies, we always run across the triple G's. Triple G's, what's that? The goofy, the gullible, and the greedy. So if you know that you might be one or part or have a tendency to be part of the triple G's, goofy, gullible, and greedy, and I say these kindly, that you probably need to know all the variables that are going on. So some people don't understand my philosophy, so I figured let's run a radio show on that specifically so they can hear this. So the good stuff, I think, needs to be told as a friendly reminder. And there are so many good things that happen in the MLM or the home-based business arena. And we showcase many of them. If you listen to the radio shows that we do on buildingfortunesradio.com, you'll be able to hear a lot of the really great radio shows that we've done with people that are distributors or product sellers. So for all the critics out there, we have lots of examples of people that are doing it the right way. Stories that will tell you about how the home-based business industry has saved their life. Stories about how the home-based business industry has given them their life back. Stories on how they've lost weight, feel better, take care of their kids, take care of their sick family members, do the things that they want to do. So whether they have disabilities or not, whether they are rich or not, and whether money is important to them or not, a home-based business satisfies the platform for lots of people. And that's, when it's done right, what it's supposed to do for many people. Now, I don't think many of them would ever say it happened easily. It was like winning a lottery ticket. I just got lucky and no effort. Most of the stories behind the people that are doing something with a home business will tell you, no, man, you got to work. You got to make it part lifestyle and maybe even some sacrifices, and there's not always going to be green lights everywhere you go, and everything isn't going to smell like roses all the time. So they would be able to tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly of their life in their levels of success. But invariably, they have had success and enjoy success in our industry, and for many of them, this was the best decision they ever made. Now, flipping the coin, there are sometimes people that, oops, I forgot to shut off my radio show. I forget to shut off my telephones, which is normal, right? So if you're building a business, that's going to happen sometimes. So there's the other side of the equation that's the ugly. And we certainly share enough of that because there are some real horror stories associated with this industry as well, especially when things fail. So one of the things that we did is I wanted to have a platform where you can hear all the different sides in somewhat of a balanced way. And we have radio shows with obvious anti-MLM people. They are the critics of the industry, and they might be pretty nasty. And to them, I guess it's a little bit like rattlesnakes or scorpions or anything a little bit like that, where they think that any kind of an MLM should be a dead MLM. Like there's no possible way they could ever make it work. They're all basically fraudulent legal schemes, and the whole industry should be torched. So we have some of those people on our radio show from time to time, not all the time. But we have some of the extreme ones sometimes. And then I'll be there. So some people might say, why would you give a voice to the people that are so anti? And the answer is my management style, my selling style, my personal style has always been you got to hear them out. You don't always have to agree with them. People can have differences of opinions. It's a little bit like ice cream. You can like chocolate. I can like vanilla or vice versa. And that's why Baskin-Robbins makes like 31 flavors. So if you don't like ice cream, that's one thing. But if you like ice cream, chances are you might not like the same flavor that I do. And there are some people that have their own reasons for being violently, almost, anti-MLM. And I think you can learn a lot by some of their issues because in some instances, I am to the same extreme anti-bad practices MLM. So some people might say, well, why would you post that on Building Fortunes Radio? Or why would you have some of those articles on our other publication, MLM.news? I'd say because if you remember the beginning part of our conversation, if you're listening in, I think it's very important that people that are planning on making this a lifestyle or career are aware, don't have to dwell on, but at least are aware of some of those different and various challenges. Now, we have a lot of things that are in between. We have a few radio shows, our after-hours radio shows, or some of our other critics talk about things that are going on in the events of the day or the week or the month and maybe some of the history. And we get a chance to explain and explore all different perspectives. So they're thought-provoking. They're usually the types of radio shows that you might say to yourself, huh, I really never thought about it from that perspective, or, wow, I really didn't know that that was even an issue. Like, boy, I'm so glad you told me that because we don't have any of those challenges here, but I could see how now my knowledge of this might make me a better person to be able to be a better leader, better sponsor, a better recruiter. So those are some of the reasons why we do the things that we do on Building Fortunes Radio. So we're going to take a little commercial break. For those people that are listening in, thanks for being here live. My name is Peter Mingles. I own this whole thing, and we will be right back in just a moment.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
We are back. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to Building Fortunes Radio. I own all this stuff. About in 1996 or 1997, I moved from Chicago, where I lived for about 7 years, to Palm Coast, Florida, which I still reside in now, and I was looking to redesign my life. I was in direct sales and direct sales management before. I was successful in those careers. I attained the position in my first direct sales company to being an area vice president. That was my top level. It was with a company called Electrolux. I ran 96 different offices. So when it came to selling, I was proficient and then some in that hiring, training, motivating, developing a sales force. So anybody that ever knows Peter Mingles or worked with Peter Mingles before knows that selling isn't something that's a challenge for me. Sales management isn't a challenge for me. Developing a strong sales force, dealing with all different types of things was the type of thing that I did. Now, I don't say that to mean anything. Is this what I did? And then I asked myself, because we had a brief stint with the MLM compensation plan with that company that helped me get to the level that I was at in that position, when I was looking to redesign my own thing, and I said, well, if I were to design my life over the next 2 to 5 years, and I was going to be pleased with the end result if I did it the right way, what would it be? I looked at working from home. I looked at technology advancing. I looked at all of those things, and I looked at, you know, building a home-based business with an MLM company is probably an ideal situation. So I really dug into the home-based business arena. I went to a seminar for Dr. Charles King. He had a certification course at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and I went there as a student. I came back as an instructor. So I'm technically the most certified network marketer you will ever speak to, for whatever that means. Because when every time I went back to the course to lecture, I also attended the seminar, got the pictures and the certificate to prove it. So technically speaking, for what it's worth, and it's not worth anything except for this conversation, I am the most certified network marketer on the planet, bar none, based on Dr. Charles King's criteria. Second, I joined all the trade associations, the MLMIA, which we still are part of today, the Multi-Level Marketing International Association. Then I also helped found, if you will, my credit as a corporate sponsor and a board member for Nikki Kiyohoho. She runs the DSWA, the Direct Selling Women's Alliance, it was originally called. And then we founded the DRA, the Distributor Rights Association, which changed their name to the ANMP. And I'll take credit for the first year or so of the ANMP when I was the president, because I was the president of the DRA after the first or second year, and I was the president of the ANMP for their first few. But I will not take any credit for the ANMP right now, because theoretically, philosophically, it's not the same organization. So just like the company Electrolux is different today, the one that you go see at Best Buy is not mine, the same thing with the ANMP. Can't go back to what we had before. It's a totally different organization, and that is their choice and their path, and I disagree with that, and that's why I'm no longer with the ANMP. But we started our own company called PM Marketing back in 1998, and as I started PM Marketing in 1998, I built it as an umbrella company to be able to help this industry. So if you want to see everything we do, it was really easy for you to go to our very first domain name, which is networkleads.com. If you go to networkleads.com, you'll see some of the things that we do. And then since I believe in simplicity, I had to think of when somebody says, well, can you tell me everything that you do? I said, sure. Go to networkleads.com/everything. That'll have a thumbnail and a link to almost everything that we do. We do more than's on there, but in the context of home-based businesses, it's right there. So we put that together for you so you'll be able to take a look. So if you go to buildingfortunesradio.com, listen to some of the radio shows. If you go to MLM.news, read some of the publications. If you go to networkleads.com/everything, you'll see more of the things that we do. And if anybody needs me, of course, you can always call 386-445-3585. 386-445-3585. That's my local number. It rings wherever I am, and many times I'll pick up the phone. Yes, I like to answer my own phone. So anyway, thanks for listening in. You're here on Building Fortunes Radio. We wish you the success that you're willing to work for, and we'll catch you next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.